1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, my name is Scott.
And I'm Daniel.
And we are doing a show again. It's Tuesday here in the United States of America.
It is.
I don't know what day it is in your country, but it's Tuesday here in the United States.
Or as Adam Burns says, Tuesday.
You know,
have you ever noticed that he says Tuesday weirdly?
I say Tuesday. You know what annoys me is when people say D rather than day. It's
Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. However, almost everything in the entire world annoys me. So that's nothing new. That's nothing interesting. That's nothing exciting. But you know what is new and interesting and exciting, Daniel?
It's Friday. It's Friday. Best day of the week.
Shalom aleichem. But
annoying?
It ain't Friday. It ain't Friday. It's Tuesday. On your mama. Yeah, it's Tuesday and we're doing a show. And Daniel, I want to ask you the ultimate. I think it's the ultimate. I don't think it's the penultimate,
no.
Although I may ask you more,
okay.
But it's the ultimate in the concept question. It isn't the ultimate. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I am doing excellent, Scott. Thank you for asking.
Oh, marvelous. That is marvelous. Mm-hmm. And why, Daniel, pray tell, are you doing excellently? Because we do want to use the adverb, don't we?
So the verb is doing? I'm doing excellently?
I just did a doing. But I don't want to talk about it because it wasn't pretty.
Wow, yes. Is that wrong? No, now you've got me concerned that I'm doing excellently is what I should be saying, is what you're saying.
No.
Because doing is the verb.
Doing is...
you drive safely.
Yes,
you don't drive safe, you drive safely.
Correctly. So you're doing correctly. I'm doing excellently. Thank you for asking.
I will adjust.
Or I am excellent. You could say I am excellent, I suppose.
I am.
How are you?
Excellent.
How are you, Daniel?
I'm excellent. Yes, yeah, I could say that.
Or I am doing excellently.
I'm doing excellent.
Or I have a rash and it makes my scrotum itch. Now the reason I even bring this up is because during the pre-show, and you can hear the pre and post shows if you belong to a very, very special club called Level 13. And pray tell, Daniel, how do they join the secret club of Level 13?
Just send us an email and ask.
Wow. That was good. Just send us an email and ask. Yes, just send
you
us an email.
You never need to do
ask.
A voiceover again. You can just use this website to...
Why pay for voiceover?
Why? Yeah, there's no reason to. Why? You have this thing where you can type in any sentence that you can conceive of.
And it will say it in a robotic, ridiculous, stupid voice that they're trying to foist off as being human.
Right.
Like.
Exactly.
So
I am doing excellently. Thank you for asking.
Ooh, that was very breathy. I think he was doing a little too excellently, if you know what I mean.
Well, Heather, how are you doing?
I am doing excellently. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. See.
Heather speaks very quickly. Okay, Heather.
Yes.
Actually remembering where I parked my bike, I just simply wanted to explain why I already brought up an itchy scrotum.
Yes.
Because in the pre-show, which you can, level 13, if you join, you just send us an email and say, I want to join level 13, and you're in, baby. You're in.
You're in like Flynn.
In like Flynn. Or, as the James Colburn later movie, In Like Flint. we are talking about itchy scrotums because... I told Daniel in the pre-show that I saw an ad, why pay for voiceover, which is exceedingly ironic since that's how I paid for this life, although my husband's actually paying for this life at this point. How I began paying for this life was voiceover.
Now, that brings up an interesting question.
Can
at least
I finish
interesting
my point really quick?
It does,
just really
but just
quick.
Remind me that I had an interesting question.
Okay, but say the first three words of your question.
It's about
okay,
you.
That was
it's about,
great.
It's about YouTube.
About YouTube. All right. I just wanted to say that we made that robotic voice say in several different intonalities My scrotum itches ever since I got the rash, and that we did that in the pre-show, and that, so that's why I brought up itchy scrotum. YouTube, Daniel, you have a YouTube query
About the voiceover thing is like there are you and I both watch a lot of YouTube,
a shit ton,
and I'm assuming that you do the kind. Well, maybe you don't, but a lot of the things that I watch on YouTube are I wonder how you do X, and I will look for a video on how to do X, and I watch a lot of those videos. And the ones that annoy me the most are the ones where they don't talk. They have one of those robotic voices like reading the script. I'm like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? Why would you? It's like, I know that people don't like to hear themselves recorded sometimes, but you think that's better? Or you just, there was a guy that was taking a train trip,
Daniel,
on the Amtrak sleeper car from New York City to Miami. And I was like, that sounds interesting.
That sounds interesting.
And so I watched, but
we may be doing in the future.
He didn't do voiceover. It was all captioned. And he could speak. Turns out later, when he spoke to someone in the cabin, that he's French. And I guess he doesn't want to record his voice or something. But so he's filming the inside and you can hear all the noise. You can hear him breathing and everything, but he's not speaking. And then there's text on the screen saying what he...
I understand that in the sense that the man may think that his accent is too thick to be understood. However, I can also say this to you, my darling, that I do a shit ton of captioning when I am doing our vacation videos. I caption, as you've noticed, and I do several different fonts as I'm captioning.
Mm-hmm.
I find that oftentimes the captions are less intrusive than me speaking over something.
The difference being is that you do also have live sounds happening in conversations between you and Drew or snippets of sound. It's like, it's not all captioned. It's not from start to finish all captioned. There are people talking in it. And on this train video, and it did look interesting. It was in one of the new Amtrak sleeper cars. And
I have to look this up because I don't know if you remember, but as we have spoken.
Yes.
One of the things that Drew and I are tossing around, as the kids say, mm-hmm. are tossing around as a concept of doing prior to our May 2022 cruise that leaves Miami. We were thinking about starting way north and taking a train from around New Jersey-ish, taking a train all the way down the East Coast to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe visiting some people. That's always an if with me. Visiting people is troubling, but we'll see. Visiting people along the way. That's a concept. So I need to look into this video
I will send you the link to it. It's called New York to Miami on board Amtrak's brand new sleeper viewliner, the Silver Meteor.
Wow.
We looked it up. Not cheap. It's like, it would be so much cheaper to fly. But it's...
Really?
Yeah, it was... Now, again, we were checking for a round trip. Like, it's a 28-hour trip from New York City to Miami, which means it would be around a 24-hour to here to Tampa, from there to Tampa. And so I was like, well, we could, I'm sorry, I said like.
You know,
we should look into that, and we did look into that. And
I need to learn my lesson about like.
I'm ignoring you.
I need to learn my lesson about like, and in that, I cannot change the world. And so many people use that word so many times in so many wrong ways that I have to release this. I cannot hold on to this because all it's hurting is me. So you were saying, darling, you were looking up the cost of this.
I was just thinking that once I get my MIDI keyboard, I can write a song about saying like.
You could.
I can call it the like song.
Now, I think because this is the show and it's not the pre-show, you can hear the pre-show if you're a member of Level 13. Level 13. They don't know what you're talking, what you're speaking of. First of all,
yes.
I would like to say, even though I said several times on your numerous show, mix
times.
Minus.
Numerous times.
Although you played them out of order and ruined the fucking joke, but that's okay. You ruined the joke.
I did.
You did. Sunday, mm-hmm. Sunday was your birthday.
Yes, it was.
So
do I look much older this week?
Actually, you look younger.
Oh,
I don't know how you're doing that, Daniel. You're reversing the hands of time.
And I'm Benjamin Buttons.
You did have a little button on your Benjamin. I would like to say to you.
Yes.
Indeed, it's belated. Still, it's the only opportunity on our show at this particular time. Happy birthday, dear Daniel. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you, Scott. That is...
Yes.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
I am a nice person. Contrary to popular belief, I am a swell guy.
But what I was saying in the pre-show is I bought myself a birthday present.
Oh, you didn't. What did you buy yourself,
Daniel?
I
bought myself a MIDI keyboard. I'm anxiously awaiting its arrival.
For those of us not in the know and also of a certain age, would electronic keyboard be synonymous with MIDI keyboard?
Actually, no. That's interesting because a lot of electronic keyboards are also MIDI keyboards, but a MIDI keyboard, like the one that I'm getting, cannot play sound on its own. So
if you set, as an electronic keyboard would.
Right. It does not have an amplifier or speakers or anything on it. It is just an 88 key keyboard. So it makes it...
I love a piano.
Right, it makes it very easy to set on your desk and, you know, just push your keyboard back and you can set it on your desk because it's only deep enough for the keys. And so it's, you know, it can just sit right on the edge of your desk and then you have your piano here. And you can move your piano away when you're not using it. But yeah, a MIDI keyboard they're basically called MIDI controllers, but it records what you... It translates what you do, how hard you hit the keys and what keys you press into electronic signals, into your software, which then can be any instrument you would like.
Did you just say how hard you hit the keys?
Yes. It's called velocity. Records your velocity. And the better the keyboard, the more velocity levels it can control. Like a cheaper MIDI keyboard would only be like, it's either... you hit it soft or you hit it hard. So, when you walk up to a piano, there are numerous types. You know, a piano is basically a rhythm instrument because how hard you hit the keys is also a part.
I got rhythm.
Yeah, it's also a part of the...
I got music.
It's also a part.
I got a MIDI. Who can ask for anything more?
It's also a part of the song.
We have, actually, basically a MIDI...
You do.
Player piano,
You do. I'm curious to know if your computer has MIDI ports on it. This is something you could find out.
MIDI ports was my stripper name in the late 70s. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for MIDI ports. Daniel, but I'm talking about, you know, you were here, darling.
Yes.
You were here. And did we play our piano for you when you were here?
Yes, I have played your piano as well as... heard, you know, had it played off one of the discs.
So yes, so you know that now, as far as our computer having a MIDI port, I have no idea. I wouldn't even know what a MIDI port looked like, unless of course there was writing above it that said, "This is the MIDI port."
Yes. Yes. MIDI is an older technology, so it kind of looks like the old joystick ports that you would have. They're round and you would plug like an old keyboard port. That's kind of what a MIDI port looks like. Modern MIDI instruments typically all use USB nowadays. So it's like you just use USB and your computer sees it that way. But yeah, older MIDI, like if you have a dedicated MIDI device or whatever, it would be like a little keyboard. And you buy the cables and you plug it in. There you go.
So you're getting yourself one.
I was anticipating it arriving today. But as the tracking information is blank on it, I'm going to assume that it's not going to arrive today. I will be pleasantly surprised if it does.
I said, and I don't know where I said it, that when I was a little boy, I may have said it on this fucking show, for fucking sake, fuck. Mm-hmm. Coworkers still listen? Fuckity, fuck, fuck.
Probably
cunt,
not.
Cunt,
probably
crappy, not. Cunt, cunt, probably fucky, not. Fuck. That when I was a little boy, it was very exciting when you'd hear the ice cream man.
What song is that?
It was the Ice Cream Man song.
Oh.
And I don't know if it's the Ice Cream Man song. But you'd run, your mom, mom, get a quarter from my purse, honey. Mom, okay. You get steal your mom's money, rob her blind, and say, okay, I got the quarter. Now, when I... So yours was three blind mice. How about Pop Goes the Weasel?
Oh, what was the popping?
But you'll work on it. Now I get excited. Now I get excited when I see an Amazon van or a... I swear to God, I've... you know where I think I said it? Where did I say it?
Because I don't know where you said it.
Did I say it on our three-way?
That could be. I don't remember.
Now I get excited when I see the Amazon van or the UPS truck. I love you. Please be careful. He's taking the first dog for a walk.
Oh, well, that would be fun.
That would be Howie. Oh. The fuck is that? That's like the marijuana. I just said like that's like the marijuana truck coming by. THC, THC.
Okay.
Hurry back.
Hurry back.
And be sure to bring
my
death
MIDI
certificate.
Yeah, my MIDI software that I'm using is on my iPad. So
your MIDI is a maxi baby.
But I can, the screen keyboard is too small. So that's why I'm very excited about my big keyboard.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. And you're deserved since it is your birthday. Did wonderful things happen on your birthday, for your birthday, around your... What did Zach get you?
Zach,
the Lego maniac.
Got me a sleeping Stitch.
Okay.
So we have a sleeping Pluto and a sleeping Figment, but we did not have the sleeping Stitch. So these are the plushed animals that have their eyes closed and they're asleep. And
there is a line of plush toys that Disney's put out where their characters are sleeping.
Yes.
So my guess is this for cosplaying necrophiliacs?
No, it's for the bedroom. Oh. It's decorations for the bedroom. So we have, I now have my sleeping Stitch. He also got me a Stitch pin, which I didn't have, which was a little Stitch mood pin that had a spinner on it. I'll probably show it on the next WDW Aristocrats video.
I watch that channel on YouTube.
He got me not.
I lovingly call it the WD40 Disney Channel.
Right, yeah, that we also go by that. He got me a new Pluto shirt. This is not the one. I have not worn it yet, but it's a new Pluto shirt that he got me, and also a Kermit Nuimo. So those were the
Kermit
Nuimo.
Nuimo. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what Nuimo means.
Nuimos is just a made up name. I think it's like two Japanese words pushed together. They're basically little figures that they sell that you can also buy different outfits for, but they're, you have Mickey and Minnie and Donald and Daisy and Angel and Stitch, and the newest two were Kermit and Piggy. And so I got a Kermit Nuimo because they were sold out when we went to Disney and I wanted one and they were sold out. So he got me that. Now, before you go accusing Zach of, you know, not getting me spectacular things or whatever, I have a hard and fast rule.
Whoa, this is fucking projection.
No, I'm just saying I have a hard and fast rule.
I wasn't going there at all.
We only spend, we do not spend more than $100 total on birthdays, period. Because as adults, you're just trading money back and forth. So it's like, yeah, I don't, if you're going to spend more than that, then I want to say so in it.
Well, I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Drew and I long ago stopped the secret giving and came to a wonderful, wonderful, it's not even a compromise. It was a joyous dual decision. Mm-hmm. That on our birthdays, we say to one another, you get X amount of dollars, go on Amazon and have fun. Mm-hmm. Without guilt. Just take this and go play.
Yes.
And what was really great about that for a very long time, I used to do a podcast, a solo cast called Vera Speaks for Real.
I've never heard of that.
I know. It doesn't exist anymore. And now the website, I let the website lapse. I said to myself, self, why am I still paying for this fucking thing? So it's gone.
Yes.
VeraSpeaks.com is now in the ethers.
I'm beautiful. I don't exist
beautiful.
Anymore.
Fuck, damn it. Fuck, shit, piss, cunt, Daniel's coworker, cocky, suck, duty, pissy, piss, poop. So I used to do that and lovingly, so many loving people. Moose P instantly comes to mind. It's a precious man. would send me Amazon gift certificates for my birthday as kind of an appreciation and a thank you for the podcast, but I think just out of love too.
Out of love.
So I would be able to add the gifts for the Amazon gift card gifts to my what Drew would give me for my Amazon birthday. And then I always asked for my mom to give me $50 for Amazon. Don't worry about it, Ma. Just here's 50. You know, that's good, Ma.
Yeah.
So I would end up with like $500 or more to go play on Amazon. And it was heavenly. I would get great stuff that way. Of course, now since I don't do the show anymore, May the 7th is my birthday, by the way. May the 7th.
Uh-huh.
And I will be 65. So I'm not going to be around much longer. If you want to show any kind of appreciation with enormous, enormous expensive gift certificates from Amazon, feel free.
I don't ask for gift cards.
I know you ask for birthday wishes.
I asked for birthday wishes and I got a lot of them. But let me tell you, the Pride 48 community,
yes,
has been an amazing thing in my life.
Yes.
I don't know that I've mentioned it on any show. I know Adam brought it up on Mix Minus, but I don't know if I ever mentioned it on this show or not. But the Pride 48 community got together and donated $1,000 for my mother's charities for her funeral.
Yes. Yes.
Which was amazingly nice of them. And I don't know who they were. If you were one of those people, thank you so much. I was not given a list of whom.
The whom conundrum is one that is somewhat fluid. So use what you like.
Okay, great. Hey, do you want to hear some birthday voicemails, Scott?
I would like to comment on the Pride 48 community say that I can't believe some of the most incredibly kind, sweet, dear, wonderful people are part of this group. And I have appreciated them ever since I became part of the Pride 48 community, which was the very beginning of the Pride 48 community. And it grows. You know, there's a couple of bad apples. I'm not going to mention any names.
No.
There's a couple of really stinky bad apples.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to mention any names at all.
One of them does this stinger.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great.
I hate that stinger. Yeah.
I think. You hate that stinger? I think that that's probably the baddest apple. Rotten to the core, that one. Mm-hmm. However, the rest of the community, they are amazing people. And I feel very, very blessed to be a part of it and have them be a part of my life as well. Now.
Yes.
Did you get some birthday calls, Daniel, as you had hoped?
Yeah, I got many of them on Mix Minus the other night. So if you go listen to the latest episode of that, and you will hear tons of phone calls, including, I'm pretty sure, 20 of them from you.
all the people that live inside of me. Yes. And had they gone in the order that they were supposed to go, would have gone, it would have been a funny joke because it ended. I did all of these fucking calls, all these different voices, and then we did the last one, and Drew said to me on air, as it were, or during the recording, supposedly, why don't you just send him your VO demo?
Oh,
and it was a snarky, because
I was going to go back and play them in order, but in the chat room that night, you said it doesn't matter. I'm fabulous in any order.
That's true.
Yeah. So
it goes without saying.
These I will play in order. You know what it was? We use SpeakPipe for our voicemail. It's a free website service. And I know that there are limits as to how many voicemails you can have.
Really?
I think.
Well, I did at least, six?
And so that's why I started downloading them, was in case I ran out of. I didn't realize that when you downloaded them, the time code didn't sort correctly into the directory. So
bastard,
they were all for
people.
The right days. But so that was the problem. And as it turns out, I did not run into the limit or anything. I think what it is that when you pay for it, you get more than 90 seconds of recording time. So our voicemail right now, I think you can have as many voicemails as you want. It's just a 90 second limit on the voicemail. Anyway, that's not important. What is important is this phone call.
Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
Hello, Scott. Sorry about the order, Scott, but
I was going to say
birthday, so I got up. This is Scott the Sitter calling to wish Daniel a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday
to me,
Mr. President.
Happy birthday to you.
To me,
Mr. President.
Happy birthday, dear Daniel.
At least he's
Daniel.
Right about that.
Happy birthday. Why am I singing? I don't sing as good as Scott. This Scott does not sing as good as that Scott. But, you know, happy birthday, Daniel.
Finish the song, Scott.
Which Scott?
You. Finish the song, because you didn't finish the song. You just got one more. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Ooh, going for the bass note there. Wow, that's very nice. Oh,
hello,
shit.
Daniel.
I didn't hit pause.
This
I hit stop.
Right. Does not sing as good as that, Scott.
Right, there we go.
But,
I found
know,
it.
Happy birthday, Daniel.
Thank you, Scott.
I'm just, why don't you have a third podcast? I can call you on that one, too.
I did.
I can't wait till September. I am so fucking
Goldbox
excited
7.
To see you again.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Goldbox 7.
You in years. Of course, I've only met Scott once.
Mm-hmm.
What a joyous, joyous occasion that was.
Yes,
but it was.
Daniel, I've seen, I don't know. I call at 3 o'clock in the morning when I'm at work,
uh-huh.
And I need sleep.
Oh.
And I just ramble.
Okay.
Hey, Daniel, happy birthday. Scott, love you too.
Yeah.
This is a Seder.
Catch you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Scott. Yeah, Scott's coming down in September.
I think that I feel sorry for Scott.
Why?
But that's okay.
Why do you think you feel sorry for him?
Because I've spent evenings with you.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Oh, I got to be nice. It's kind of still residual birthday. There's still birthday vibes pouring out from Sunday.
Well, let's listen to the next one. Also from Scott.
No
good
way.
Good night, Daniel. Hey there.
Different Scott.
Happy birthday.
Yay. Yes.
How exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm not calling for that. Listen, I'm watching the show that I heard you talking about. The Hornet. No. Something? Hornet? Captain America.
He called the wrong line.
No, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
And yeah, but you didn't talk about that on our show.
I've never heard of this Winter Soldier before. And
yes.
Is he faking that accent?
Talking about
I
Hydra.
Don't know.
What the hell is a Hydra?
I'm
still watching episode
people?
One, but it makes no sense.
Okay, oh,
that's a fake accent.
It could be. You know, he's always outside. There's always outside noises going on when he calls.
No, I just think that's Australia. They don't.
Oh, they don't
insides.
Have windows.
They don't have windows. Australia.
Got it. Thank you so much, Scotty. Even though I don't think you were calling
fake
the
accent.
Right show, and
no, you called the wrong show, and that's a fake accent. It's
like, but you did get in a happy birthday, so I'll give you that.
That's nice.
Let's go to our next one. This one comes in from TJ.
TJ.
Hello, and happy birthday, dear Daniel.
Thank you.
Is Zombie Girl TJ, uh-huh. And I'm listening to your current episode of That Darn Elvis.
Yes.
Hello, Auntie Vera, to you too.
Hi,
and
sweetheart.
And I'm just calling to say happy birthday. Your birthday is...
Sunday.
Tomorrow? The day after? It's 28th.
Well,
relative. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Are
Time
you
has
having
no
sex,
meaning
TJ?
In the pandemic. Anyway, you have the same birthday.
She's also outside.
Somebody's pounding her. Listen, you can hear it.
As my dad did.
Oh,
he
my
would
goodness.
Be 100
that was a bad seg.
On your birthday, but it's your birthday, so let's not talk about him.
See?
Happy birthday. I hope it's wonderful. I hope the birthday fairy brought you something nice.
Ooh, she's getting
and,
the goods.
And all that jazz. Just all good things.
Oh.
Love you guys. Bye.
That jazz.
I love TJ. She's one of the sweetest human beings in the world.
Thank you, Zombie Girl TJ. That is very nice of
plowed.
You. I apologize for my co-host besmirching your father.
I didn't know. No, don't you.
Whose birthday was my birthday and would have been 100 years old.
There was no besmirching of fatherhood.
And our final one.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, there's one more. It came in from VJ.
Oh, VJ. Yes, very sweet man.
Hello, Auntie Scott. This is VJ.
Hello.
I just wanted to call or leave a message. I'm not actually on the phone calling. I'll leave a message on the website.
Yeah.
Letting you know I'm a long time listener and a big fan of your voice.
I know,
and I
sweetheart.
I also want to wish your co-host, Daniel Brewer, a happy birthday.
Oh. So it's mainly a call for you.
Hope you all have a wonderful day.
As well it should be.
Yeah. Thank you, VJ. Sweetheart. Yeah, he called now, in basically to talk to you.
Unless I'm mistaken, and I could be, and forgive me, VJ, if I am mistaken. When I then, so I'm talking about, this is 13 or more years ago. When
yes.
I started Vera Speaks,
yes.
I needed help figuring out how to get it on. I'd get it on iTunes or get it here. Someone helped me, and I think it was VJ. And if it was VJ, forgive me for not remembering positively, but I have trouble remembering my husband's name, so this is no big surprise. And if it wasn't you, please forgive me for thinking it was you. And if it wasn't you, for whomever it was, please forgive me for not acknowledging you. But I know, VJ, you've been around for me since almost the beginning. Are you going again?
Goodbye. I love you. Be careful.
Are you going again? I love you. Please be careful. Okay, bye. I don't know.
Anyway, VJ used to have a podcast called VJNet.
I know that. Yeah. Yes, I know that too. Part of the original podcasting group.
Yes, he was. He was
was a little tiny group of us, and I was one of them that were a very, very original.
I have been camping with VJ a few times.
No way.
Yeah, when
glamping or camping?
Yeah, glamping. It was when I lived in Connecticut. I've told this story before, but when I lived in Connecticut, the boys from the Occasional Fag, which would be David and Brian, and VJ would go camping every day. And when I moved up there, they invited me along. And so occasionally I would go out and ride roller coasters with them and do some roller coaster trips with them. But then we would always go camping. Well, the 2 years, we would go camping at the Woods Campground up in Lahighton, Pennsylvania for Memorial Day weekend. It was always fun.
I remember getting the cutest calls from VJ when I did Vera Speaks For Real.
Vera Speaks .. For Real.
For Real. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any more of birthday calls?
No, that was it, Scott. That was it. That was all the birthday. But thank you for everyone who did give a birthday call.
You're not really that loved then.
Not really.
That's it. We can work on it, Dan.
Someone at work the other day accused me of being curmudgeon-y, and I was just, I didn't know I really came across as curmudgeon-y. But I guess the beard, whatever, makes me curmudgeon-y.
Well, we could get into a deep, long conversation about your foibles and...
Yes, and my faults.
And faults, but why do that?
Yeah, really.
What is the point?
There's
you
no point.
You are what you are, and what you are is real annoying.
Oh, wow.
No. You're very precious and loved, but you have traits, as we all do. Don't you find certain of my traits, I know you don't, but say you do, certain of my traits, don't you find them annoying, Daniel?
No.
Like, name
no,
one.
No.
Name
no.
something. Let's get into it. Mm-hmm. Name something about me that bothers you, Daniel.
Your eternal chipperness. It's so annoying. It's like, what's that called? Your sunny disposition.
Yes.
It's so annoying. So it's just
little merry
just,
sunshine.
Just
want to
slap
am.
The fuck out of you sometimes, just because you're just so damn happy all the time. Scott, that was it. That's going on in my world. I've got the MIDI keyboard showing up. I got some birthday greetings there. I got a lot of good birthday. Oh, I got some wine from my sister. She gave me a bottle of wine. And some sporting hats.
Bottle of wine.
Pretty sure the sporting hats were free or something. And she wants us to be Tampa Bay Ray fans. I don't know who they are. So
my question to you is this: on your birthday and around your birthday and through your birthday, did you and do you feel loved?
Yes, I had an amazing birthday, even in these trying pandemical times.
You know, one thing that I, in the trying pandemical times, what I would like to know.
Which, by the way, that's one of my favorite is the Pandemical Times New Roman.
Yes.
Wonderful font. You should use that font. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Yes.
What special food did you consume or did you?
I did. I had my favorites, which, you know me, I'm a bit of a foodie, so you've probably not heard of these delicacies before, but these are my favorite foods in the universe. I had an hamburger. I think it's German. It's hamburger. I had that with the grilled mushrooms and onions. And I had some macaroni and cheese Pretty sure that's another, that's probably French. That's probably French. And some fries. Oh, excuse me. Pommes frites. You know them as fries. You know, foodies like myself, of course, you know, call them pommes frites. I had that and some strawberry cobbler, which my sister misspelled as Kubler. But I had that. I had some strawberry cobbler with some vanilla ice cream. It was very, very good.
Strawberry Kubler Ross. Mm-hmm. Not many people will get that joke, but that's okay.
And yeah.
So now, who made, did Zach make that food for you, or did you make your own dinner?
No, so that was the Sunday. That was my actual birthday dinner that was done over at my sister's house, because we do not have our patio. We haven't built our patio yet. They're coming April 20th to build our patio. I'll be very excited.
That's very wonderful.
Yeah. We have a tiny patio that's, you know, screened in patio that's part of the house, but it's not big enough for people to sit. And you know what I'm saying? My grill's like out in the yard. Now I'm getting a big 12 by 15 paver patio that I can put, you know, the grill and some chairs and a table, you know, that kind of thing. Maybe even a pergola.
Oh, Francis Ford pergola? No, that's a Francis Ford Coppola.
That's different. Yeah. To answer your question, my brother-in-law cooked the hamburgers. My nephew cooked everything else. So my nephew Derek cooked the onions and the mushrooms and the strawberry cobbler and the macaroni and cheese.
Was the JF nephew there?
No. It's a pandemic. Why would I want him near me? That's just one more vector of attack.
I don't know. Even when it isn't a pandemic, I don't know why you'd want him near you.
He's not my sister's son. So this is my sister and my sister's three sons are my favorite nephews. One of them lives in North Carolina. The other two live here. So I don't get to see the one in North Carolina. But he did video in for my birthday. So we did talk to him and his wife for the birthday. But he wasn't here. In fact, that's the same. My two nephews and my sister will be coming over to Disney this April, because Zach and I are going to be at Disney for 3 days. They're coming over for one of those days.
It's very exciting.
It was our anniversary present, because our anniversary is in February, and so we figured by end of April, hopefully we'll be vaccinated.
Oh, please, let's get this vaccination shit. I just found out that we are, both of us are eligible as of April Fool's Day, which is vastly coming up. It's either tomorrow or the day after. What is the date today?
Today is the 30th, March 30th.
Then the day after tomorrow, Drew and I become eligible, and we have to set up our appointments.
Ooh.
Which I'm not looking forward to. I mean, I want to be immune and all, but I don't want to go get my teeth cleaned. We've been through this before.
Because
as I'm immune, I have to go get my teeth cleaned, and I don't like the dentist. I love my dentist, but I don't like the dentist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
He's a precious little Persian man who I can barely understand.
Yes.
I can barely understand what he's saying to me, but I make him laugh all the time, and he just thinks that I'm hysterical.
Oh, you and I have a disagreement over dentist.
Okay, please tell me what that might be.
You believe that the original cast recording version of Be a Dentist is superior to the Steve Martin film version of the song. You are incorrect.
Okay. I remember in my head the one that I used on my show all the time.
Mm-hmm, that was the original cast recording.
Yes. I just, you know, Steve Martin's performance was wonderful, but mm-hmm. Steve Martin's not a singer. You know?
He's a musician.
I don't think you necessarily have to be a singer to sing. Yeah. I want to be a dentist. I'm a dentist.
I mean, you'd say, I mean, Carol Channing's not really a singer.
No.
What's her? Who's the Broadway person who you once described as like chainsawing her way through a song?
Was it Ethel Merman?
Probably Ethel Merman.
Yeah, it wasn't chainsaw so much as louder, just loud. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter if she hit the note. She was just loud. You could hear her in the next theater.
So she was like a MIDI keyboard that you recorded the velocity, but it was.
Which is a nice bookending for this. You know, Daniel.
Yeah, Scott.
I think that this has been one of our better efforts.
Really?
Not necessarily coming to any kind of fruition, as it were, and ever shall be. It's kind of like the blue balls of a podcast. But I would like to say this, that it is always a pleasure and a joy to talk to you. And I really do look forward to it every Tuesday. And even this Tuesday, I looked forward to it. So I'm glad that we did it. I'm glad that you had a wonderful birthday. And I have only, unless you have only one thing to say, I have only one thing to say, and that is good night, Daniel.
Good night, Scott.
Thank you for listening to That Darn Elvis. If you'd like to contact the show, you can email us, contact@thatdarnelvis.com, or send us a voicemail by going to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com. You can always find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatdarnelvis. On Twitter, Scott is at Andy Vera, and Daniel is at Daniel Brewer.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.